Joining us now is someone I love talking ball with, I'll tell you that, fans. And this is a name that we're going to hear a lot of over the next month. He's doing a great job. First season as director of player development. I call it the farm director for the San Francisco Giants. Last year, he was the assistant director of player development and instruction. He's been a successful manager in the Giants system. He's been a ball player as well. And he's a radio star now, and that's Kyle Haynes. Kyle, how are you?
Good, Marty. How you doing?
Well, did I give you a good intro?
Yeah, I appreciate it. You left a high standard for me to follow up there. I don't know if I can live up in those, fill those shoes.
Well, you've done a lot in baseball, and you've got a very important job here with the Giants. So it's great to have you on, and I've been talking a lot about the Cardinals today. And players sort of come out of nowhere with the Cardinals. They lose relief pitchers, and all of a sudden a whole new wave comes up. And I thought I wanted to ask you about the Giants farm system. In the bullpen, what is there? Melvin Adon, of course, we saw in spring training. But give me some of the guys you're following in the farm system in the bullpen side. Then we'll talk about some of the recognizable names that everyone wants to hear about.
Yeah, Melvin's obviously on the 40-man. That's a good one there. He's not walking near as many guys, which has been a blessing. He's 100-plus. But there's other guys, too. I think if there's one area that we got a lot of depth at the upper levels, there's a lot of relievers in AA, AAA that could step up and help us in the major leagues if needed. Rafi Vizcaino is a guy in AA who has really taken on a new role. He was a starter up until this year. We've shifted him to the bullpen similar to Adon. Not quite the 100-mile-per-hour velocity like Adon, but it's mid to upper 90s and good off-speed. So he kind of learned how to pitch as a starter. Now he's able to translate the breaking ball and the changeup into a relief role. So Rafi's one. You start to look at AAA, you start to see a lot of familiar names, Sam Coonrod, Ray Black. You're familiar with those guys, but also Williams Jerez, and the list goes on. Sam Selman is a guy that we found that kind of fits the bill. You talked about a guy that came out of nowhere, so to speak, on the minor league free agent market, but he's been absolutely dominating in AAA to the point where, he strikes everybody out. He doesn't walk anybody, and nobody can hit him. So there's a lot of guys there. We could probably go down a huge list of guys, Sam Wolfers, guys, Dylan McNamara, and the list would go on and on if we kept talking.
Yeah, I like the Rafi Vizcaino, Melvin Adon. There are a couple from San Jose that did really well that got bumped up to Richmond, and some from Augusta to San Jose. How about a couple of those?
Yeah, Camilio Doval in San Jose is definitely a very intriguing guy. He's a low three-quarter arm slot, but he throws typically those are kind of sinkers guys, but he throws a hard cutter and a hard slider from that slot, and he'll touch up to 100. So it's definitely a really uncomfortable at-bat for hitters, especially right-handed hitters. And since he's got that power cutter with some kind of elite swing and miss characteristics, which I think Fangraphs or someone did an article on it the other day or a month ago or so. But, he's tough on lefties and righties, and a lot of raw arm, a lot of velocity, 95-plus coming out of that AA, AAA bullpen, as well as creeping down into the A-ball levels.
Kyle, when you're looking at evaluating a pitcher and you're looking at what he's successful at and what he's struggling with, which metrics do you use most to try to evaluate that? Is it swing rate? Is it strikeout rate? Is it hard hit rate against a pitcher? What's important for you when you're evaluating a guy?
Oh, wow. I mean, there's just so many different things where there's so many ways to succeed as a reliever. You see a guy like Nick Vincent, for example, who's in the big leagues. He doesn't have the premium velocity, but he throws a lot of quality strikes, obviously on the injured list right now. But then you also see guys like Sam Dyson, who's hard sinkers, and maybe not 100, but it's 94-mile-per-hour sinkers. Will Smith, lefty, not the premium velocity, but it's good breaking ball, quality strike. And then you start to go into Reyes Maranta, so you have the premium velocity with the off-speed, the good slider. So there's so many different areas to look at. But I think the general theme, though, is guys just cannot give up free base runners, whether it be hitting guys or walking guys. And you don't want anybody that's going to come in and just get hit hard. So, in a way, you just want someone who's not going to get hit hard, whether it be a Dyson sinker or a Ray Black fastball or a Nick Vincent fastball. And you want someone who's just not going to give up free bases and free base runners.
Boy, very well said. Kyle Haynes is with us, Director of Player Development. I call you the farm director. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, when I grew up, it was a very important job. Guys who were the farm directors ended up being the general managers. Yeah. It was a big stepping stone when I grew up. So glad to have you on and talking about some of this stuff. Kyle, down in the farm at Salem Kaiser, you've got one kid who was just brought up from the Arizona League who's crushing the ball. And then I assume we're going to see Hunter Bishop and Logan Wyatt and Fitzgerald and some of those guys. Bring us up to date on where they are.
Yeah, Hunter Bishop is in Arizona, and we should see him make his debut here in the next few days down in the Arizona League. He signed. He just did some workouts, and now we progressed him to game activity. So if you're looking at the Arizona League box scores here in the next couple of days, you should be able to see him in action. For the fourth rounder, Fitzgerald from Louisville, the shortstop, he's actually making his debut tonight in Salem Kaiser. So Logan Wyatt, he made his debut the other day. He had fouled a ball off his foot, so he's out a few more days, but he'll be back in there. Bishop should go through a progression, and we're excited to see him back on the field. He didn't play for a month and have much scouts as he kind of went through this period after the draft and got the contract signed and everything. So he's going through workouts. We're progressing him to back to game activity. He'll play some games in the AZL and then eventually make his way up to Salem Kaiser.
How about the two kids?
You're talking about McCray?
McCray, and you got Luciano, right? And the other kid who you promoted to Salem Kaiser. Those are the names that the fans just can't get enough of.
Yeah. Luciano Canario, what they did there in the Arizona League was very impressive to start. Luciano's obviously still there. Just excited to see him out on the field and getting used to the pro game, and then to see the performance has been very exciting for all of us, and whether it be the fans or the people in player development. Canario, same way. He's taking the step up now to Salem Kaiser, young kid. So it's an advanced level for him. So he's going to go through some ups and downs, but we're excited to see how he handles it. Grant McCray, he looks great. He plays a fantastic center field. He's got a pretty left-handed swing. He's going to be great once he kind of gets adapted to the transition from high school to facing pro pitching, which is just an incredible jump in speed of the game, as everybody can imagine. But he's going to be great. A lot of excitement in that Arizona rookie ball league there, and then Salem Kaiser as well. There's just a lot of excitement around a lot of our younger players.
We're talking to Kyle Haynes, the Giants' Director of Player Development. Sort of a question in regards to the approach for hitters who are coming in. I mean, you're dealing with guys who are coming out of college with a different hitting approach than 17-year-olds out of maybe the international pool. Is the batting eye something that can be taught, or is that something that guys just have? Like, we know Brandon Belt has a great eye at the plate, but when a young player comes up and he's aggressive, what's your approach with trying to change how he looks at an at-bat?
Oh, that's a fantastic question. We deal with so many different guys in the minor leagues. Your 16-year-old kid who signs out of the Dominican, and before you know it, you're looking up and you're talking to a 30-year-old who's got major league experience, and we deal with everything in between. You deal with guys who have no plate discipline, and a guy's like Brandon Belt, who comes out of Texas with a lot of plate discipline, but just needs a kind of a mechanical adjustment in the stance. So, it's hard to teach. It really is. It's an art form in itself. But at the same time, you try to adapt and you try to, not have a one way of hitting or one teaching method. That way you can adapt to many different styles and many different age groups and experience levels and strengths and weaknesses.
Boy, good question, Adam. Good answer, Kyle.
That's great stuff.
Kyle, think back a year ago, and think of the farm system and think of where you are today. What's the biggest difference?
I think looking back a year ago, we just were thin in guys that maybe had that impact ability, the guy to be the next core member of the team. I think we have guys a year ago that can step up eventually and be a part of the Giants to some role, but we're just probably looking at trying to replace some guys that have had all-star and Hall of Fame careers, and we were just thin in that type of talent, that top-end talent. But now when you're talking about the Lucianos, the Canarios, the Barts, Ramos, all the way Bishop, when you're starting to mention some of these names, you're talking about guys that should have a chance to step in and be a face of the franchise type player and kind of a core member of the next wave of Giants champions. And when you're looking at from a year's perspective, we've taken a big jump there, and also trying to develop some of those guys that you, like you said with the Cardinals earlier, guys that step up out of nowhere and become something and you wonder where they came from. I think we've done a good job of trying to find those guys and hopefully be able to complement the major league roster as guys either get injured or we need someone else to step up in a role and bring a guy up from Sacramento and whether it's this year or next year or 2 years, 3 years from now, where they can step in and be able to be a big part of the organization and you know, play a pivotal role for us.
No, I agree. I always said after the first round, that's when you draft the major leaguers. And that's what you got to do. And so, hey, great to have you on. I know you're up in Salem, Kaiser, and it's a pleasure to have you on. We love talking ball with you, and we'll catch up with you again. But thanks for taking the time.
Oh, anytime. I always love talking Giants baseball, that's for sure. So I appreciate you having me on, Marty.
All right, good. Have a good evening. Thanks, Kyle. All right, that is Kyle Haynes, Director of Player Development for the Giants.